Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back for another week. We're going to start off with the Wide Open Bluegrass event that's coming up this fall. Visual artists and fine crafters interested in displaying their wares at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival Art Market have until July 14th to submit their artwork for consideration. Artsplosure will present the Art Market as part of Wide Open Bluegrass, a major public festival component of the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass. The event is presented in partnership with IBMA, the City of Raleigh, Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will be held Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th of this year. Complete guidelines and criteria are available on the Artsplosure website, artsplosure.org. The Wide Open Bluegrass Art Market is an intimate showcase designed to recognize North Carolina's talented and enthusiastic arts community and feature unique artisans from across the U.S. Local artists and crafters and those who sell works that will appeal to a music-loving audience are encouraged to submit an application. The World of Bluegrass event will attract more than 6,000 national and international traditional music performers, presenters, and fans, in addition to over 75,000 local attendees anticipated for the two-day Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. IBMA's World of Bluegrass event, an annual bluegrass music homecoming, consists of four parts: the IBMA Business Conference, September 30th to October 2nd, the 25th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, scheduled for Thursday evening, October 2nd, Wide Open Bluegrass, October 3rd and 4th, which includes both free stages and ticketed festival performances, and the Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative series of showcases taking place September 30th to October 2nd in downtown Raleigh and at the Raleigh Convention Center. That's, once again, arts and crafts for the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. Okay, other events coming up. Oak City 7 is a summer concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. Oak City 7 features notable local and regional bands along with local and craft beers. There are four or five bands per event. Oak City 7 does not utilize any taxpayer money and is 100% sponsor-driven. On June 26, it's Yuma at 6 o'clock, Morgan Miles at 6:45, Adam Pitts and the Pseudo Cowboys at 7:40, Jay Kuchma and the Five Fifths at 8:35, and the headliner Fastball at 9:30. On July 10th, John Sebastian at 6, Cousins at 6:45, Minor Stars at 8:35, and King's X is the headliner at 9:30. Then on July 24th, Beauty World at 6 o'clock, the Balsa Gliders at 6:45, the Arcane Heart at 7:40, Aaron Nettie at 8:35, and the headliners, the Amateurs, at 9:30. Picking in the plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Pickin' in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in the City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Each event will feature great bluegrass music, food trucks, and local beers, and will take place from 5 to 10:30. The next Pickin' in the Plaza is July 17th with Old Habits and Hank Smith and Lindsay Timms. July 31st, it's the Grass Cats and Nixon, Blevins, and Gage. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. This concert series is now in its 7th season with beach music every Thursday evening. Here's the lineup for the next few weeks. June 26th, Ken Knox and Company. July 3rd, Jim Quick and Coastline. July 10th, Steve Owens and Summertime. July 17th, Legacy Motown Review. July 24th, North Tower Band. And July 31st, The Entertainers. North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. With its unique combination of gospel, country, and blues, that iconic High Lonesome Sound has deep-rooted ties to the Appalachian region of the Tar Heel State. Concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoons. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5 p.m., and the concerts are from 5 to 7. The lineup, July 20th, it's Terry Bockham and the Dukes of Driver. August 17th, Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country, and October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. All right, we're going to switch over to the community of Cary and the Coca Booth Amphitheater. And events coming up there, Little Big Town with Jack Ingram and Sam Hunt perform Friday, June 27th. Little Big Town has charted 14 songs on the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts, including the group's first number one hit, Pontoon, along with top 10 singles on the country charts in Boondocks, Bring It On Home, and Little White Church. Early this month, the group released its 6th album. Show starts at 7:30. Ticket information, The Pit, which is standing room only, no chairs, blankets allowed, $35. Tables, $45, and the lawn, $35. The North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest 2014 continues at Coca Booth Amphitheater. Jackie Gore with Legends of Beach Music and North Tower Band on Saturday, June 28th at 7:30. Legends of Beach, which includes Ember's co-founder Jackie Gore, live up to their name as they perform your favorite beach music that you can dance and sing along to, like I Love Beach Music, Summertime's Calling Me, Far Away Places, plus much more. Tickets, lawn price $30 in advance, $32 the day of the show. Table prices $32 in advance, $34 day of the show. You can call for more information at 800-514-3849. 12 and under, admitted free on the lawn. Independence Day, presented by the Town of Cary and sponsored by Forever Home, is Friday, July 4th at 7:30. A triangle tradition, join in for a good old-fashioned salute to the red, white, and blue. Hear patriotic favorites and high-spirited classics as we honor the USA on its birthday. Come early and grab a seat on the lawn for the fantastic 4th of July fireworks display. And here's the event schedule. Gates open at 3 o'clock. The Kids Zone is from 3 to 7. The Cary Town Band will perform at 6. The North Carolina Symphony will perform at 7:30. Fireworks to follow the concert. Raising a Ruckus Country Music Series with Southbound 85. As if the country music lineup at Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater that includes Little Big Town, the band Perry, Jennifer Nettles, and Darius Rucker isn't enough, fans now have something new to look forward to on Wednesday nights during July. Sponsored by Ruckus Pizza and presented by B93.9, Raising a Ruckus is a country music series scheduled to take place each Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 and feature local and regional talent. Tickets are $5. Also part of the Raising a Ruckus country music series, Johnny Orr Band on July 16th and Amanda Daughtry on July 23rd. July 30th, it's Johnny Folsom for a Johnny Cash tribute along with Kennedy Thomas Band with a Patsy Cline tribute. The North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2014 presents Around the World with the Von Trapps on Saturday, July 12th. Captain and Maria Von Trapp's great-grandchildren will capture your heart once again with their music from around the world. The North Carolina Symphony will not be performing at this concert. Ticket prices, lawn prices $30 in advance, $32 the day of the show. Table prices $32 in advance, $34 day of the show. Tickets on sale at the amphitheater box office. eTix.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. The band Perry and its World Tour 2014 is coming to Cocobooth Amphitheater July 13th. Showtime is at 7 o'clock. Tickets, reserved seats $55, reserved tables $40. The lawn is $35. The lawn price increases to $40 the day of the show. Tickets are on sale at the amphitheater box office, eTix.com, and that eTix is spelled ETIX.com, or you can call 1-800-514-3849. Since releasing their self-titled debut album in 2010, Band Perry have ascended to dizzying heights, fronted by Kimberly Perry and rounded out by her younger brothers Neil and Reed. The band has notched a string of hit singles, including the quadruple platinum If I Die Young. On August 3rd at Cocobooth Amphitheater, it's Jennifer Nettles and her That Girl Tour with special guest Brandi Clark. And I almost forgot, there's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival at Cocobooth Amphitheater Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. Join for a festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy and all you care to taste sampling of beer and bourbon. That's August 1st and 2nd. Moving to the Durham Performing Arts Center, we want to start with June 29th. Julianne and Derek Huff are live on stage. The superstar siblings, Julianne and Derek Huff, star in their all-new dance production. The show will be a complete stage production with sets, costumes, and a cast of talented dancers. Again, that's June 29th. If you have questions, 919-680-2787. Also coming to DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, American Idol Live, and that's on July 13th. No other show in TV history has proven to be a force like American Idol. Fans of the hit series can see this season's talented top 10 finalists live when the American Idol Live Tour returns this summer. Again, that is July 13th. This year's winner of American Idol, of course, Caleb Johnson, who calls Asheville, North Carolina home, also performing with the troupe Majesty Rose of Goldsboro. The event is sponsored or presented by AARP. Maxwell brings his Summer Solstice Tour to DPAC July 26. The sexy ambassador of soul, Maxwell, returns to DPAC, bringing his classic songs like Pretty Wings, Something Something, and Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. Maxwell's 2009 platinum-selling album, Black Summer's Night, the first of a trilogy, received 6 Grammy nominations, including 2 wins for Best R&B Album and Best R&B Male Vocal Performance for Pretty Wings. Find tickets at 919-680-2787 at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return Tour, is August 8th. Four-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Keisha Cole brings the Point of No Return Tour to DPAC on August 8th, performing all her hits plus new music from her much-anticipated sixth album, Point of No Return. An Evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons is coming up on August 9th. Oh, what a night it will be when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come to DPAC August 9th. Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons and is hotter than ever in the 21st century. Thanks to the volcanic success of the Tony-winning musical Jersey Boys, which chronicles the life and times of Frankie and his legendary group, classic songs such as Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Ragdoll, and Can't Take My Eyes Off You are popular all over again. With the musical in its seventh blockbuster year on Broadway and five other casts performing Jersey Boys nightly from Las Vegas to London, the real Frankie Valli is also packing venues around the world. Find tickets at 919-680-2787 at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. Upcoming events at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Family drama is featured in Theater Raleigh's latest Hot Summer Night series, Other Desert Cities, which runs through June 29th at Kennedy Theater. Coming up on July 26th, it's the Carolina Ballet's Summer Intensive at Fletcher Opera Theater. Parade, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series, is July 9th through the 20th at Kennedy Theater. A regional premiere for the Triangle, Parade tells the tragic true story of the trial and lynching of a man wrongly accused of murder. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27, appropriate for ages 16 plus due to the adult subject matter, but no harsh language. How I Became a Pirate from Broadway Series South is July 9th through the 20th at Fletcher Opera Theater. Young Jeremy Jacob is digging in the sand when he is greeted by Captain Braid Beard and his mates, and is recruited to help find the perfect digging spot for their treasure. It's based on the popular book by Melinda Long and illustrations by David Shannon. Children 1 year and above require a ticket, and this is part of the Storybook Theater series, How I Became a Pirate Again. Tickets prices range from $14 to $37. August 2nd, it's the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. They're excited to add Darius Rucker as a supporter of the Carolina Music Awards, along with the legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Ticket prices for the Carolina Music Awards range from $28.83 to $50.18. And Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series presents Crimes of the Heart. That is August 13th through the 14th at Kennedy Theater. At the core of this tragic comedy, which won the Pulitzer Prize, is a trio of sisters from Mississippi who reunite after the youngest sister shoots her abusive husband. Past resentments bubble to the surface as they're forced to deal with assorted relatives and past relationships while coping with the latest incident that has disrupted their lives. This is by Beth Henley. It is for mature audiences due to the adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27. At PNC Arena, July 18th through the 20th, it's Marvel Universe Live. Marvel Fans Assemble Marvel Universe Live is taking the live entertainment experience to a whole new level with a mind-blowing show unlike anything you've ever seen before. Watch your favorite Marvel superheroes, including Spider-Man, the Avengers, Iron Man, Hulk, and more, and threatening villains come to life in an action-packed arena extravaganza. You'll definitely feel the energy with cutting-edge special effects, pyrotechnics, aerial stunts, martial arts, motorcycles, and more. It's being hailed as the most technically advanced live show ever. Ticket prices are $40, $60, $90, and $120. You can get the tickets, can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. In celebration of the one-year anniversary of the release of her album, Lovato launched a social media storm with her hashtag Demiversary campaign. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at the PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Hypnotic Eye. Hypnotic Eye was recently described by Rolling Stone magazine as maximum rock and roll and a decisive return to the concise 60s rock classicism of his first great new wave era albums. Ticket prices are $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. You can get the tickets online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone, 800-745-3000. Coming up over the next few weeks at Walnut Creek, July 8th, the Goo Goo Dolls, Daughtry, and Plain White Tees. July 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. July 19th, Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green. July 20th, Kiss and Def Leppard. July 22nd, Monument Tour, Fall Out Boy and Paramore. July 23rd, it's the Dave Matthews Band. July 25th, Rascal Flatts, Sheryl Crow, and Gloriana. And on August 2nd, North Carolina favorite James Taylor. August 8th, it's Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. Line up at the Red Hat Amphitheater. June 28th, Love and Soul with Norman Brown, Jonathan Butler, and Alex Bignon. June 29th, Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo with Rick Springfield. July 8th, it's The Neighborhood. July 13th, OAR and Philip Phillips. July 14th is The Fray. July 17th is New Edition. July 22nd, Sarah Bareilles. And July 23rd, it is Beck. Reminder, the American Dance Festival is going on in Durham through July 26th. You can call 919-684-6402 for more information. Events at DPAC and at Duke University. Called one of the nation's most important institutions by the New York Times, the American Dance Festival is a festival for modern dance. It presents the work of established and emerging artists, in addition to workshops, classes, and other outreach projects. The Festival for the Eno is July 4th and 5th from 10 to 6 each day at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park. Early ticket buyers will get a special discounted rate of $15 for one day and $25 for a two-day pass. Young people 13 to 17 are only $10, and kids under 12 are always free. All proceeds go to protect the Eno River for future generations. All right, looking at a few of the free and moderately priced summer series concerts around the region, Toasts and Tunes Concert Series in Apex. It's free concerts for all ages held at Clower Family Vineyards on Saturdays monthly, stretching to November. These are outdoor concerts, and wine will be sold by the glass and bottle. No outside alcohol permitted. Feel free to bring lawn chairs and picnics. The Triangle Brass Band, with the Triangle Brass Sound Sport Team and Apex. Free concert Saturday, June 28th at 7 at Apex Nature Park Amphitheater on Evans Road. Carrboro After Hours, early summer. Beat the heat Thursday evenings with free music through June 26th, 6:30 to 8:30 on the Weaver Street Market lawn. Downtown Performers Series in Cary has one more event coming up on July 12th. Bring a picnic, sit back, relax, and enjoy the fresh air as the best local performers entertain. It's the performance that takes place on the downtown performance green at the corner of Academy Street and Kildare Farm Road, across from the Cary Arts Center, and it begins at 7 p.m. The Starlight Concert Series. Enjoy free concerts at 7 p.m. on select Fridays, June 27th, July 11th, and 25th, featuring eclectic local and regional groups at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Food and lawn chairs are permitted. Please leave pets and alcoholic beverages at home. Call 919-460-4963. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.